Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this latest cabinet meeting of Stafford Borough Council. Straight to the agenda, item number one, minutes of the 7th of July 2025, a circulation published on the 11th of July 2025. Everyone happy that I signed the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you very much. And we go to apologies.
Apologies received from Councillor Fordham, Leader.
Thanks so much. Item three, Councillor Question Time.
There are none.
Thank you. And then we go into four, which is the proposals of cabinet members as follows. A, the environment portfolio. Now, Councillor Fordham's not here, so the joint tree management proposals is going to be presented by Councillor Pearce.
Thank you, Leader. So the report deals with three types of categories of tree. One is the trees owned by the council, indeed both Chase and ourselves, because the report is going to both councils. The tree preservation order trees and trees that are in a conservation area. It talks about the need to acquire a software system to manage the council's own trees and to merge the entire tree management operation under one officer, and to have a system which is public facing, where members of the public can access information about both the council's own trees and those that are subject to tree protection orders and in a conservation area. So for the first time, members of the public will be readily able to access this sort of information. The report points out that we have, in the two authorities, 78,000 trees owned by the two authorities. And, of course, it's an area which covers apparently seven times the size of Coventry City. So it's a very large area and does require routine inspections, and that's the other aspect of this report. It points out that there will be a system whereby trees owned by the council are categorised into three different zones, if you like, three different risk categories. Red, which will be inspected every year, amber, which will be inspected every 3 years, and green, inspected every 5 years. And this is about where these trees are located and the extent of footfall near to those trees. So it will mean that all trees are inspected regularly and that those that are in the most high risk areas are dealt with most frequently. There is a cost to this in terms of software, which is set out in the report, but I recommend the report to you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Pearce. Anybody, any comments or questions? Councillor Hull.
Sort of a comment, but a question as well. Why Coventry?
I haven't a clue, I'm sorry. It's brilliant. But I will take the opportunity to draw attention to the final paragraph in the report, which isn't about Coventry. But it does point out the value of trees. And it does say that it's the intrinsic role of trees in climate change has been well documented, the positive role, that is. And that it's current government policy to increase the amount of tree cover to over 20% in all areas. And I think that's a very welcome measure, and one which I hope to see further reports about our plans to take that forward. Thank you.
Yeah, the whole report's very welcome. Anybody else? Okay, happy to move on to the recommendation.
Aye.
Thanks very much, we'll move on. B is climate change and nature recovery portfolio, Stafford Brooks update, and that's Councillor Pearce again.
Thank you, Leah. Well, another good news story, but the council has been working with the Wildlife Trust and the Environment Agency to bring forward the Stafford Brooks project. A cost of £4.1 million, which has been provided with funds from National Highways, and it covers seven areas which are listed in the report, two of which are our own local nature reserves, The other areas are all owned by the council. And the report proposes that the Wildlife Trust will take up responsibility for maintenance of four of those sites. That's Kingsmead Marsh, which is of course in the town, Rising Brook, Queensville, and Riverside Local Nature Reserve. I've seen a number of these projects myself. They are very impressive. They are making considerable improvements to the habitat for wildlife around the town. And I think it's an excellent project, which is coming to fruition. I do hope that more people will be able to see these projects when they're more established and will see the benefits of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Any questions or comments? Yeah, Councillor Wade.
I'm especially heartened to see in paragraphs 3.5, 3.6 that the Staffordshire Wildlife Trust has agreed to carry out the future maintenance and management of these sites. They're the people with the best skills and experience, on the ground knowledge to do this. And I know that we are ensuring that all legal and access requirements are met to allow them to do that. I think this is a very good way of partnering with the experts in this area and just allowing them to get on with what they do best.
Very
it's
nice.
A really good partnership.
Yeah, very much so. Anybody else? Everyone happy to accept the recommendation?
Aye.
Thank you very much. We move on. C is the letter portfolio, and that's the events policy 2025-30, and Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you, Leader. I'm very pleased to present the Borough Council's events policy. This policy and set of procedures relates to events being held on or within the Council's land and assets. And this policy provides clarity to all stakeholders around the Council's event management framework and its expectations. And Cabinet is asked to approve the events policy and its associated processes and procedures. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone have any comments? No, everyone happy to accept the recommendation?
Yep. Aye.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much. Move on. D, Economic Development and Planning Portfolio, and that's the UK Shared Prosperity Fund 2025-26. Councillor Reid.
Cabinet, this report outlines the success of the Borough Council's Shared Prosperity Fund over the last few years, seeks to extend this programme for one more year. This government grant scheme is administered locally and has helped many community groups and businesses across the borough over the last few years, with targeted investment in the social and commercial fabric of our borough. For this coming year, we have drafted a list of potential projects in the appendices to work on across the borough. Besides the direct business support, we are investing in leisure and parks, skill building, communications, which includes events information to make the most of our town centres, as well as our key heritage sites and features. We're proud to include substantial investment in some net zero and climate change projects. We all experience the impact of rapid climate change. These projects will both build resilience and reduce environmental impact across our borough. I especially draw your attention to the training and skills programmes. So often, small businesses, which can quickly succeed when new and where the owners are using their existing skills, but can falter or stall after a few years when the owners find they don't have the time to work out what they don't know. Our programme seeks to help small businesses in several ways. The Growth Hub, the High Street Boost, specific skills in specific areas. I'd like anyone who's listening to this to watch out for advertising on these, and please encourage small businesses to take up these opportunities to look at their enterprises from a new angle. Note that this one-year extension is time limited. If we see an otherwise good project stall and be unlikely to succeed in this year, we'll need the flexibility to switch it out for one with a better chance of completing by the end of March. Officers tell me they are heartened to see that this year's scheme has more flexible arrangements, and they hope to help more people than before, more quickly than before. Finally, I refer back to the joint core purposes of this scheme, which is aimed at us all being proud of our own places, but also to increase the life chances of our residents. We will continue to keep these purposes in mind and look forward to a successful year. I'd like the Cabinet to join me in thanking the entire team who delivered this programme. They are one of the most successful teams in the country, and we should all be proud to have them working for us to help Stafford, Stone, Ecclesfield and the entire borough.
Thank you, Councillor Reid. Very much agree with your comments on that.
I fully support the recommendations within this. It's absolutely essential that we continue our support for businesses throughout the borough, and especially during these what are still testing times.
Yeah, thanks so much, Councillor Kenny. Councillor Pearce.
Well, just to welcome the funding for climate change action. Good that the government is providing funding for this purpose, and very pleased to see it.
Excellent. Anybody else any comments? Any questions? Everyone happy with the recommendations?
Aye.
That's great. And that concludes our meeting for this evening. Thank you very much for attending. Thank you.